Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We've lost another of the last few survivors from a group of women who were forced into sexual slavery by the Japanese during World War II. They were called comfort women. Many of them fought for reparations because of the wrong that was done to them. Joining us to remind us of the comfort women and their place in history is Catherine Moon, professor of political science at Wellesley College and author of Sex Among Allies, Military Prostitution in U.S.-Korea Relations. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I would imagine many people don't even know the story of comfort women. So before we talk about their dwindling numbers, let's talk about what exactly a comfort woman was.
Well, it's controversial. The Japanese government and many in the legislature and in the public still do not accept the fact that this system, militarized system and institutionalized system of basically sexual slavery or forced prostitution existed. The advocates of the survivors, the surviving comfort women, prefer to refer to the term as sexual slavery, rather than comfort women. But it was a pretty systemic, institutionalized, well-run, well-organized prostitution system handled by the Japanese government as well as private actors during World War II.
Well, as I understand, with the death of Jung Yong-hong, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, there's now only 69 women of these left out of tens of thousands. They've never gotten either an apology or any reparations from the Japanese government, besides in spite of their requests. Do you think they ever will?
My sense is they will not. Officially, the Korean government's count of the surviving women is at 79, but in truth, there are so many women who did not come forth. So there could be survivors, but we don't know in the official count. And the reason why I think these women will not be able to see justice in their lifetime is because the relationship between Japan and South Korea right now, even though it's very, very good in many ways, nationalist sentiment on both sides over the issue island disputes or issue of what the Koreans call Tokto Island and the Japanese call Takeshima in the Sea of Japan, Koreans call it the East Sea. This island dispute ignites so much nationalist ire on both sides. And so the Korean comfort women issue or sexual slavery issue takes a back seat. The Japanese are also very, very wary and nervous about the North Korean nuclear missiles, and they feel that they are a target. And the Japanese have their own grievances against the North Korean government for abducting some of their nationals during the last several decades. And so that is another big issue in Japan, that it's a minority issue in terms of the Korean Peninsular-Japanese government relationship, but nevertheless, these issues really ignite a lot of resentment, nationalist resentment toward the other side, historically and even currently. And then the Japanese
also, we'll have to leave it there, unfortunately. That's Dr. Catherine Moon. She's a professor of political science at Wellesley College, author of Sex Among Allies, Military Prostitution in U.S.-Korea Relations. She's talking about a death of one of the last remaining comfort women. Those are the women who are forced into sexual slavery by the Japanese during World War II.